Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
And this is Ari.
And that's Lilith. The cats are joining us to record today, apparently.
Yeah, they're cats, so yeah, that's how that goes.
How are you doing this week, Brandon?
I don't know. It's been a long week, but yeah, we got a sick pupper, so yeah. Dealing with that.
Yeah, last week we had recorded in advance, so it's been a while. Been a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got a sick puppy that's had some ups and downs this last week, so we weren't even sure we were going to get to record today, but we got in.
I got coffee.
Yeah, we're recording Sunday morning with coffee. That you just segued into, what are you drinking?
Yeah. Delicious coffee.
Me too.
But mine's got some salted caramel
and
stuff.
And mine has some pumpkin spice.
Oh, okay. Special coffee.
That's right. It is. Yesterday was the first day of fall, so that is why I'm drinking pumpkin spice. It has nothing to do with the fact that I've been drinking pumpkin spice for like a month.
You started drinking pumpkin spice about the same time that Disneyland started Halloween.
That's true. Pretty much perfect. Yeah,
you're on the same.
Right.
You're on the same holiday track as
Disney.
Disney
holiday scheduling is the same as Krista's holiday scheduling. Mm-hmm.
2 months of Halloween and a month and a half of Christmas.
Yeah, basically. Quite frankly, if I could do 2 months and 2 months, I would, but it doesn't quite work out.
We take a slight pause here in Canada for Thanksgiving.
Yes,
but during spooky season. But
yeah, so I'm like fall and spooky, fall and spooky, fall and spooky, fall, spooky, 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 spooky,
spooky, spooky, spooky, spooky, spooky.
Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
I started playing the semi-sequel continuation of the Spider-Man game.
Mm-hmm.
This one is focusing on Miles Morales, who you would know if you watched the Spider-Verse
movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Or read the comics with Miles Morales in them.
Well, yes. But no one's that nerdy. Oh, wait, what? Yes. Lots of people.
So many people.
But yeah, like the Spider-Verse movies are pretty big, so yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are you liking it so far?
It's good. It's mm-hmm. It's more of the same of the first game, basically.
And you really liked the first game.
Yeah,
so.
The first game was probably better. This one's kind of a little small. It feels smaller. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to the actual sequels coming out, where it's going to be both Peter Parker and Miles Morales working together.
When does that come out?
Like 2 days.
Oh. I was like, are you going to have this one done so you can play that right away?
Video games are so expensive now anyways, I probably wouldn't get it straight out of the gate, but it's shortly. I don't know, maybe October, but it's very, very soon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you want to know what my nerd thing is?
I would love to.
I actually have two.
Oh.
Because
you're double the nerd?
Well, last week I had a nerd thing, but we didn't record. We had recorded in advance. Dreamlight Valley had an update.
It
has amazing. So maybe my favorite, and had new Star Path and had Beauty and the Beast update, which is awesome because Beauty and the Beast is like my favorite. But the Star Path, this might be my second favorite. My first favorite was probably the Disney Parks one, where you got like the rides and stuff like that. That was very cool. This one, though, has Haunted Mansion stuff. It has Nightmare Before Christmas stuff. It even has a little bit of Hocus Pocus stuff, and it has Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. So it's like, so many of my favorite things. It makes me so happy.
Is it Pirates of the Caribbean, or is it just like generic pirates?
Well, it's mostly pirates, but there's definitely Pirates of the Caribbean stuff in it. Like, you can get like the, do you know the chest of Cortez that you get from the first movie? Like, that's one of the items.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
The only problem is there's really, really cool stuff in the premium shop, too. Which means I need to do better on my Dream Snaps to get more Moonstones, because I want all of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't been super good.
And we still haven't heard when this game becomes free to play yet, have we?
No, it just said 2023, so everyone's kind of guessing.
Christmas time?
Yeah, the digital copy is coming out in October, so people are like, oh, it'll probably be like shortly after that. Yeah.
The opposite, the physical copy you're talking about.
Mm. Sorry, yes, I meant that.
Yeah, I knew what you meant.
You speak, Krista.
Yeah.
But I have some really, really exciting nerd thing to talk about.
Well, it is a travel podcast, sort of.
I'm going to go to Disney.
Yeah. I'm not.
No, you talked before you're going on a cruise this spring.
Yeah, we're doing separate spring vacations because
of how work is.
Our work doesn't line up for Easter holidays this year.
Yeah, so. Brandon can never take off the beginning of the month, and that's just when Easter happens to fall, and I don't really take off because of the school calendar. I can only take off school holidays.
Yeah, you're stuck on school holiday schedules, so it is what it is.
Every few years, Easter doesn't line up for us to travel together, so we generally just don't travel those years, but this year we were like, let's just do this. So you're gonna go on a cruise, but I'm going to Disneyland with my mom and my sister. We are doing a girls' Disneyland trip, and we're going to be there for Dapper Day, and I'm so excited. We're going to be there for Easter and Dapper Day.
And I'm going to be home defending the house with our attack kitties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to convince you to come down for Dapper Day.
Yeah. It's probably not worth it, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not, because I'll just have gotten back from a big trip anyways.
Yeah, and you'll kind of be tired and stuff. Oh, but like,
hopefully not too tired. I mean, cruises should be fairly relaxing.
That's true.
I'll be very close to Disney World, because I'm flying into Orlando for my cruise.
But you're not going to Disney World.
I'm not allowed to go to Disney World. I might try to get there a couple days early and go to Universal.
I think that would be cool.
Before they have three parks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just go and check that out. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We got a couple trips coming up first, and then
It was really exciting because we've been talking about planning this for a few months, and then this last week we booked the plane tickets, we booked the hotel room, and now we're just waiting to book the park tickets themselves.
You're gonna be there a long time, so you're gonna have a lot of down days. It'll be a little more relaxing than when
we're gonna we haven't decided on which day specific, other than Dapper Day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's looking into some kind of cool stuff, and we got some stuff we want to do in downtown Disney. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And planning Dapper Day.
And you'll be able to sleep a little more.
Yeah, not like last time, which I was totally fine with, but my body was kind of angry at me by the end, especially the part where I fell asleep literally walking.
That's the thing with childless millennial Disney adults. They're getting old.
Yeah, that's true. And we go from rope drop to park close. We're like, we rope drop the rope drop. And we
It's a long day. It's like an 18-hour day.
And we did five of them in a row. And
was it? Yeah, did it, over New Year's, it was in a row. We did all our days in a row.
Oh, we did. We had a not stay in there.
Mm. We did do a Knott's day. That's right.
Which was a slight sleep in. We slept until
Well, Knott's doesn't open as early, and it's still pretty close to Uber there. Mm-hmm. So it was okay.
And it closed a little earlier, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Less walking.
Yeah, but I'm so excited. It'll be super fun. We've been looking at Dapper Day outfits. My mom and sister have never been for one of those, so I'm like, well, I'm dressing up.
And you're educating them in the fine arts of Disney bounding.
Disney bounding, yeah. So we had all these ideas, and we're like, we should just Disney bound a bunch of the days too. And yeah, so I'm not sure what's gonna happen, but it'll be super fun. My sister and her new husband are going to be in Disney World in October, and then when they come back from that, I think we'll talk more about what we're doing and when and stuff. But if you have any suggestions for different things, you should let me know.
I'm pretty sure when we see them at Thanksgiving, you're going to be talking about.
Oh, so much. Yeah. So much. Yeah.
I'm going to need to going to go to the local brewery there and get a whole growler just for me. Because
you'll just be sad that you're not coming. And you'll have to drown your sorrows. But no, we've got ideas on, which restaurants we want to try and maybe do some fun different things like that that maybe we haven't done before or that they haven't done before, because of course the last couple times we've gone without them. And yeah,
that's the best thing. Well, I mean, the best thing is actually going, but one of the best things about having a trip planned is that you get to plan all the stuff.
I love planning. Yeah,
and look forward to it. So
yeah, I love all that kind of stuff. So super fun. So anyway, that was a really nice, when we were worrying about Sick Puppy, that was a nice thing.
Yeah, a little bit of a distraction.
Yeah,
Can't do anything about that, so.
Exactly. Okay, so Brandon, we also have an Ahsoka episode.
Yeah.
All right, so this is episode 6. We have 2 left. What did you think?
One of the complaints about the Boba Fett show was that there was an episode and a half where, like, Boba Fett wasn't in it at all.
Yeah.
This episode, Ahsoka's, like, barely in it in her own show. Yeah. But it works so well.
I thought this worked so much better than that, though.
It didn't feel like, oh, we're going to jump to a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It's not... Mandalorian's not in this, if you're like...
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying, like, this... there was not much Ahsoka in this. There will be, I'm sure.
Yes.
Next episode. But it was a very cool side character exploration and the big introduction that I'm not going to talk about.
Right. No spoilers. No.
But, I mean, it was in the trailer, so...
Yeah. But this felt way more natural. Like, in the Boba Fett show, it just, like... We didn't even see him at all, but there was no connection until later.
Yeah.
Whereas here, the connection was established the whole time.
Exactly. And, Sabine is like character 1B kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
totally. Yeah.
It's fine. Anyway.
It felt a lot more natural.
The general consensus on this is like Ahsoka's like basically the best Star Wars show, like right up there with Andor.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people are really digging how it's tying in Rebels and Clone Wars with live action.
Yeah.
And people have their fingers crossed that it, like, bridges the gap between the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy, kind of like how Clone Wars kind of fixed the prequel
right.
trilogy. So
that's cool. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't know, but...
That's putting a lot of weight on it, though. Yeah. So far, Andor is still my favorite, and I love Mandalorian. I think people are discounting Mandalorian a little too much. Just remember season one of Mandalorian.
Yeah, people were down on season three. I wasn't one of those people, but
no.
It wasn't as good, but it was still good.
No,
I'm thinking of it
as more as like a whole.
But I think the Mandoverse together with like, because Ahsoka and Boba Fett and Mando all doing their thing, like Andor's going to be off on its own because
totally.
It's a different time period, right?
Different time period.
Those live action series kind of working together to build up to their own Avengers style.
I think it's great.
Group up movie, yeah. Which is what the rumors are. I think could work as a bridge to the sequel trilogy and like kind of quote unquote redeem that.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I didn't have as much problem with the sequel trilogy as a lot of people did, namely because of how much of a fan I was of like Rey and stuff. But I think if we've got, I like that idea, and I'm hopeful. I really like the casting that they've done with all of these guys, and I just think everyone's like, I don't know, it's very cool. It's like super fun Star Wars to watch.
Yeah, they've done very good, and Rosario Dawson's been playing Ahsoka very interestingly,
mm-hmm.
where she's like at the beginning she's like kind of aloof and. It's almost a reverse Gandalf where she's like all reserved and not wanting to do anything. And mm-hmm. then as she's reconnecting with all her former colleagues and like learning a little bit more about the current situation, she comes a little mm-hmm. more fun again. Like
yeah.
I think the last couple scenes of her, she's got a smirk on her face again. Right. So I don't know.
And
we'll
also
see.
Shout out David Tennant.
Yeah.
I love everything he does. So even like this little thing, I love him.
He's basically in every nerd property now.
Did he do Marvel?
Yeah, he was
Netflix. He did
he was Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Primary
I
antagonist.
Forgot about Netflix.
Not
once.
Not as fun. Very nope. cool though.
Oh my, like literally incredibly cool villain, but yeah, not a fun one. Now Brandon, at this point, you'd also do, like, Better Know a Listener, but instead of doing that, I actually have something to share about a Better Know a Listener that we did before.
Yeah.
So we got a message from a Better Know a Listener. One.
Woo!
Apparently, first of all, we were pronouncing the town wrong.
Yeah, I think I was getting confused with a different place that's in BC. Also, like, a native type name.
Very similar just, type name, and
yeah.
So you just naturally were saying
My minor dyslexia was pulling the letters in different areas. Anyway, yes.
And I might still say this wrong, but Snohomish?
Yeah, that's how it's spelt, so
Snohomish.
It makes sense.
And how are we
sense.
Saying it?
Snohomish.
Oh, very similar. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
The O and the N is flippy-floppy.
So Jennifer from Snohomish messaged to say that it is indeed, well, this was a Better Know listener we did recently,
mm-hmm.
and it is a beautiful little town, and apparently you should try a slice of pie at the little pie shop on First Street, Ooh. And there's an old haunted saloon.
Both of those things sound very good.
I know.
I love pie, and I love haunted places.
We stayed in a haunted hotel once. We've done, like, haunted ghost tour things. Little creepy dead children talk to me, apparently.
Yeah, and, like, the Montana State Prison, which is somewhat near us, is still on my list as a big, major haunted place.
Yeah, so there's Ghost Hunt Alberta, and they, previous to COVID, were doing events down there once a year, and we were always like, oh, one year we'll do it. I don't know, maybe next year or the year after. You're getting me to like haunted stuff, like spooky stuff a little bit more again. I took a many-year hiatus. But anyway, hi, Jennifer. And thanks for messaging us.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's very cool. And
we love that.
It does sound like a cool little town that you got there.
And we want to go to the Haunted Saloon and have pie.
Pie.
It's Snohomish. And we're sorry for saying your name wrong.
Yeah.
All of the town.
My pronunciations are not
great all the time. No, no, no. Anything to add before we go to the news?
No, I'm curious to hear all the news. It's been a while.
Disney A News Update. Okay, so it has been a while. We're not going to talk about all the news we missed, because otherwise, you know, that would be the show. But just like some big ones. Most of the news, honestly, is a lot of stuff that came out after, like, the Destination D23, like, reactions and things. But there's a couple news items we want to talk about.
Yeah, and, like, and with any convention like that, there's always a PR spin. There's a couple leaks beforehand to get the hype going, and then
exactly.
they have the actual presentation. And then they fill in some more details as it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big company, and they're worried about their stock price, so they got to keep themselves in the news the whole time.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Meh.
So the two big things that I want to talk about, like lots of stuff, Halloween stuff, fall stuff and everything is going on in the Disney parks. And also it's Hispanic and Latin Heritage Month. And so like Downtown Disney and Disneyland and Disney World, they're all celebrating that as well. We also have a lot of anniversaries going on, Pirates and Haunted Pirates and Nightmare Before Christmas. So there's merch coming out for that. But the two big things I wanted to talk about. First of all, let's talk Disney parks, and that is Avengers Vault has officially opened.
Oh yeah, the little the exit to the gift shop where there's no exit yet, but
there is the gift shop.
There is the gift shop,
and there's something I want so bad. There's two things I know I'm on a Loungefly budget, and I'm not in the Disney parks, and we should be very happy about that because there's two Loungefly bags that I want so bad right now.
They are very cool,
and one is in the exit through the gift shop place. And that is, they have Scarlet Witch.
It's very similar to the ears you got.
Yeah, it would match perfectly. It
matches your ears. Are those Loungefly ears? I don't remember.
No, I don't think those ones are Loungefly ears.
They're similar, because like Loungefly ears are usually got leather, the faux leather in them, and those have a faux leather finish. So, I don't know. Oh, your Steam's booting up.
Why?
It wants you to play a game. For spooky season, okay.
I did want to play a game for spooky season. I haven't yet. Okay, so that was fun. So one is there, and then just coming back to, before we go back to Avengers Vault, forgot to say there's an Ahsoka Loungefly bag in, we saw it in a video for Downtown Disney at the...
It's at the Star Wars Trading Post.
Mm-hmm.
It
might be.
And it's probably in at Star Tours Space
Probably. Maybe even...
And it might be in Galaxy's Edge, too. Who knows?
Ahsoka's in Galaxy's Edge. They usually don't have Loungefly-type stuff in there, but who knows, honestly.
You can buy the stuffed animal that are like the Tandorian Toymaker. Tandorian Toymakers of Ahsoka now,
Yeah,
too,
she
so.
Looks really cool. I really like the Ewok one, and I really like Chewbacca, but I'm becoming a massive Ahsoka fan.
You and everybody else.
Well, I mean, fair. But I have the ears. See, I have ears for Ahsoka and Scarlet Witch. I should have the bags that match.
Oh, yeah. Great.
But anyway, Avengers Vault.
But yeah, you like literally you and everyone else, Ahsoka's everyone's favorite new, quote-unquote, new character.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is, like I've said before, when she was introduced, absolutely hated.
Yeah. Don't you love these redemption things?
Yeah.
There's other Star Wars characters that have had a bit of a redemption over time and properties like you were talking Clone Wars and things like that. They fixed a lot of the early stuff. And then we had the actor who played Jar Jar. He got like a cool moment in Mandalorian 3. And so that's cool having different things like that.
Now we just need redemption for Jake Lloyd, who played the young Anakin in episode 1.
Oh, because
he had a lot of trauma after that came out.
He's just a kid.
Just a kid and like basically quit acting and
had
horrible. And then Rose. Marie Tran, who played Rose in the, she needs something. So Dave Filoni, get on it.
Yeah,
like,
you can do it. I have faith in you, Dave. Okay, so we watched a couple videos that had Avengers Vault stuff. What did you think of this?
It's good. It's like in theme. It's in the right location.
Way better.
It's way smaller than the old warehouse superstore, but that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was way too big and gangly and
in
a weird spot off in the boonies. And a lot of people probably didn't even know it was there.
But that is how I finally got my Scarlet Witch ears, because people probably didn't know it was there.
Exactly. But yeah, this is much more concentrated. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of cool stuff.
It's kind of organized by Avenger. Like, there's an Iron Man section and a Black Panther section and so on.
Yeah. And right now, of course, a big Loki section, because they're gearing up for the Loki show.
In like 2 weeks.
And then they have a big focus on like the Infinity, the Infinity treasures and like the gauntlet. So you can get a Thanos gauntlet or a Nano Iron Man gauntlet and get your Infinity stones, and they all light up and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like the looks of this. I like that it's all themed. I like the details and stuff they have. And I like they actually have some of the displays and stuff. Like, they took the Iron Man that you can buy, the big, authentic Iron Man suit.
Life-size Iron Man suit.
Yeah, they actually, like, brought that over. And so they, even though it's smaller...
It's because you haven't bought it yet.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess next time.
Christmas is coming.
So I like that. Even though it's smaller, they still were able to do some displays and things like that.
I think it works well, and it's good, and that means they can bulldoze the Hollywood backlot now. So,
and
do something
cool with it.
Useful.
Okay, and then the other thing we wanted to talk about was there was this news that came out about apparently Disney intending to spend a whole lot of money in the upcoming future on Disney parks and Cruise Line. This, first of all, this would be international Disney parks as well. Cruise Line is also considered part of this.
Yeah, so the Disney company would be broken up into different business units, and Disney Parks is one of the big pillars of a business unit, and that includes every single park around the world: Disneyland, Disney World, Hong Kong, Tokyo,
Shanghai,
everything, blah blah blah,
Paris,
and the cruise ships.
Yep.
Which they're going great guns on, as we talked about in our last episode.
So, over the last 10 years, they have spent, was it 30?
$30 billion was the estimate, which makes sense. They've been building a lot overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And a bit of expansion in Disney World, a little bit. So.
Well, this include and Disneyland, this included Galaxy's Edge, this included Avengers Campus.
So, yeah, those are two big Disneyland projects. That's
totally
true, too. Yeah.
But apparently, they are intending to spend, over the next 10 years, $60 billion.
So, yeah, we're getting this from a planning document that was submitted to the SEC. As a big company, we actually do this, the company I work for, we have to submit forecasts and plan capital spending plans. It's not to the SEC. Although we might have to do something to that, too, because we are traded on the New York Stock Exchange. But I don't know. But the Canadian government has an annual capital expenditure survey.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, like, tell them what we're going to plan to spend and then what we actually did spend. Because, so I'm going to go a little inside baseball accounting.
All right.
Because people are a little confused. They're like, well, we're hearing about how Disney has to, like, tighten the belt and they're spending too much, and then this report comes out where they're going to spend a bunch. So when they're talking about tightening the belt, they want to reduce their like operating costs.
Okay.
So they want less overhead staff. That's when they downsized a bunch of people. And they want to reduce operating, like, just how much it costs to keep a park open every day.
Daily kind of stuff in this one.
That's a completely different bucket than what they're talking about for these capital expenditures. That's investment in infrastructure and stuff that's going to make the money.
Okay.
So operating cost, you're just spending money. You're not making money off of this. Whereas you have an investment, capital investment, mm-hmm. that creates an asset that lets you make money from.
Okay.
So two different things.
And that's what that is also Disney company that is within the Disney Parks umbrella too. So yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, well, Disney Parks is not the same as, you know, Disney Entertainment or anything. It's like, yeah, but within each of those is further breakdowns, like in this case, operating and capital.
Yeah. Operating expenditures are not even thought of it's not the same. It's mm-hmm. not the same thing at all. For capital and operating are completely two different things in the accounting world. And it's, you're talking about your income statement and your balance sheets.
Right.
And they want to build their balance sheet up.
Okay.
And the other thing is, as long as they have their operating costs under control, they have enough cash flows to access debt. And as regular run-of-the-mill people, we hear debt and that sounds
mm-hmm.
bad.
Mm-hmm.
For a company, you want some debt because that allows you to make money using other people's money. if a company has zero debt, zero liabilities on their books, they're not run properly.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's cool.
Which is weird to think about, but anyway.
Yeah, well, we
I'll
don't
stop talking about accounting stuff now.
No, but that actually is helpful because I hear a lot of people talk about this kind of thing.
It is confusing to hear them talk about how they need to cut costs and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, but then also want to spend money. It's just the way a company works, yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of the big thing. It's trying to explain it in ways that we understand using the same words that mean something different to us sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Or have the different connotations to it anyway.
Yeah, and as long as they have access to debt facilities to actually build that stuff, then they're not actually spending the money
right.
up front either.
Okay. Which is what they want.
Which is what they want, and then they can amortize the cost of that over... Okay, I'm doing it again. I'm sorry. You can spread out the money over the period of time where, and then people are attending the parks and giving you money so
right.
that it matches up and
like
pays
that.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. That's good. I said you need to explain this.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I feel the need to go on Excel right now and make a spreadsheet. I don't know. Got any more of them spreadsheets?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's head to the main topic before you start color coding graphs or something.
Ooh, graphs, yeah. You forgot the funniest news.
Okay, what's the funniest news?
The whole bear in Disney World thing.
Oh my goodness.
I wanted to do that before we got into the serious business talk, but
it's been a week.
You messed up.
It's been a week. Okay, I want to hear it. There was a bear in Disney World.
There was a bear in Disney World, yeah. Disney World actually had to shut down for a morning because a black bear was found in
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. He was hanging out. He wanted to go. He wanted to go see his friends at the Country Bear Jamboree.
He did.
And then, of course, a bunch of memes came out of
so many
a bear on the ride.
Yeah.
So, like,
the memes
the
were amazing.
Yeah, I love the memes.
They were so good.
So yeah, I learned that there's bears in Florida.
I had no idea there were bears in Florida. Honestly,
we have lots of bears around here.
Yeah, but we live in the mountains. We do not live in Florida.
Yeah, I guess they are. I think it's just the gators and the manatees take up all the oxygen, so you don't hear about the bears
in
Florida.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know.
But that was really cool. I really liked the memes. And, of course, the country bear ones were my favorites, but yeah.
I mean, that's low-hanging fruit, but...
Don't care. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably throw in some bear necessities
yeah,
jokes in
totally.
There as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh was a big one, too.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that was a lot funnier than the business news.
But the business news is positive. They're looking to expand the Disney parks,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
cool.
And like by a fair bit. So interesting.
It's good to you need to keep investing in your infrastructure, otherwise it's gonna become
yep.
stagnant and yeah. bad, so yeah, I don't know.
And then, of course, we've talked a lot about Epic Universe in Universal. Disney's got some work to do now. They have been the ones setting the bar, and that is they're losing their ground here with this.
They're now limboing. They're
right?
They're not setting the bar
exactly.
anymore. No.
Nice metaphor.
Yeah. Disney Plus and chill.
So the 2010s, Brandon, it's our last decade episode.
Yeah, for now. We're
well, we've got another 7 years.
It's going by.
That's true. Okay, so the 2010s, I'm not going to go through everything that happened. We had some park stuff happen, of course. We had some Disney company stuff, but everything kind of got overshadowed by this thing that happened in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, that's the end of the 2010s, so it's not really...
But we had Bob Iger was kind of, you know, at the helm, and we're mostly going to talk about the movies.
Yeah, that was the big...
Yeah, but mostly because that was where Disney found a lot of success in the 2010s. We can thank Marvel for this. But, yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second here.
And Star Wars.
Yep, and Star Wars too. Yep. Okay, so I'm going to go through. We're going to save and we're going to talk about the animated ones after, okay? So if you listen to our 2000s episode, Disney had bought Marvel. Disney had bought, Disney bought everything, basically. Pixar.
They got Pixar. They got Marvel, and then before that they got Lucasfilm.
Yes, before that. And of course, so we had a lot of Touchstone Pictures movies come out in the 2010s. I'm not going to run through all of these, but just some different ones is you could have watched Step Up 3D.
Darn, I missed that one. Shucks.
Movies like You Again or the I Am Number 4. Do you remember that? Kinda?
No.
Oh, okay.
Again, so
The Help.
Touchstone is the production company that's still under Disney that they mm-hmm. used to like release like adult.
Exactly.
Not necessarily rated R or anything
child.
Like the Help is a good
exactly.
example. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing they've done that since like the '80s. I think they used Touchstone.
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes, we also had a lot of Disney Nature movies come out in this. This is where we had all of our documentaries, our nature documentaries came out during this time. Or
what was the first resurgence of the Disney Nature? Because that was pretty big.
It was. I don't know if it was the first like super successful one, but the first one on this list that came out is a flamingos one.
Okay, no, that's not.
No, it's called The Crimson Wing Mystery of the Flamingos. And then after that, we had African Cats, Chimpanzee.
Hmm.
Wings of Life.
I guess they all they all just kind of followed off the success of the March of the Penguins, which of course wasn't Disney Nature, but
no,
same,
but it was like,
same
hey,
idea. Yeah.
Look what's making money.
Look what we can do as well. Yeah.
Exactly. And then we also had some live action Disney movies. We had the Alice in Wonderland one. We had the Sorcerer's Apprentice, that Nicolas Cage one. I never saw that. Yeah, exactly. Me or anyone else, I don't think.
I remember seeing ads for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Alice in Wonderland ones are interesting. Especially the first one, it was converted to 3D very, very badly, and it came out very shortly after Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Because Avatar was 2009, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Alice in Wonderland came out very shortly after, and was hurriedly converted to 3D mm-hmm. because the 3D craze was big
Avatar,
and Alice in Wonderland became like a $1 billion movie and it was not very good.
Alice in Wonderland is always going to be popular because of how weird it is.
Yeah, and that's the cool part, and there was some cool parts of it.
Yeah. There was some stuff that they did that
was
like very it did this thing where it played into the stuff that people remembered from the cartoon, but did its own thing that was based way more on the books and also on Tim Burton just being weird.
And it was supposed to be like a semi-sequel and Tim Burton is
Burton, it was like it took the world of the books more so but made the story a sequel. So I don't know, it hit people right. Anyway, I actually found it enjoyable.
It wasn't very
I'm aware of that, but I didn't say it was good. I said it was enjoyable.
And the sequence. rushed 3D conversion was really bad.
That actually probably made it worse. We also had popular box office movies like Secretariat, Tron Legacy.
What are we calling that a successful box office
movie? we had ones that, you know, made the list. Oh, I'm getting there. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Yay.
But then we also had the Muppets movies came back.
Oh, the, yeah.
Uh-huh.
the reboot of the Muppet with the are you a man or are you a Muppet?
Yeah, I loved it.
That was very good.
Yeah,
the sequel was not
it.
As good.
But. That was also on this list, of course. We had several Pixar. Oh, we also going back to Walt Disney Pictures, ones that were not released under Walt Disney Animation Studios or Pixar. We had Frankenweenie, that was listed under Tim Burton Productions.
That's like one of the most underrated.
It was amazing.
Very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. So good.
And not very successful, but
so sad, but so, so good. Oz the Great and Powerful. Again, I never saw that, but I remember coming out.
We have not seen that yet. Yeah.
The Lone Ranger.
Oof.
Planes. Yep.
Oh yeah, Planes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But then we also had Saving Mr. Banks. I actually really liked that.
That was all right.
Yeah, I really liked that one. That is basically just a, hey, Disney nerds, here you go.
Yeah.
We had the Planes movies, but we also had Maleficent, which is still, like, a lot of people's favorite live-action interpretation of something, mostly because they love Angelina Jolie as Maleficent.
It was fine.
We only watched the first one. I thought it was fine. I liked parts of it. I had a problem with other parts.
Yeah, I mean,
from a storytelling perspective.
It's kind of tired to, like, do, well, she's just a misunderstood person rather than a villain. Like, Maleficent's, like, evil in the original. Like, so trying to spin that as, like, oh, just misunderstood or whatever is kind of lame.
Yeah, you can have where she started misunderstood, but you need to follow her, making her more evil. Like, even at the end, she's not. And I'm like, if you're going to, I get they did a sequel. I do understand that. But they didn't know they were doing that when they did the first one. So.
Right. Yeah, I think the Cruella origin story did better with that.
Too. Where she was just, like, off. There was something off.
She was always a little off, yeah. Anyway, that's fine. I do like doing a new story in live action rather than doing a remake.
Yeah, inspired by.
Yeah. Because, like, the remakes, there it is.
We still haven't seen Little Mermaid, by the way.
Yeah.
But we will. Eventually.
I guess.
It's spooky season now. We're not watching anytime soon. We also had Into the Woods. I've only seen part of this, but loved it. I want to see the rest of it. And then we got into our serious live action because in 2015, Cinderella came out.
That one was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay. I like that they tried to make her, without completely redoing her, they tried to develop her a little bit more, and especially her relationship with her stepmother, without rewriting it, I guess. I liked that. Tomorrowland, which we haven't seen, and neither did anyone else. Yeah, the rest... live action. We've got The Jungle Book. We've got Alice...
That's the only one that I liked.
Yeah, we really liked that one. Alice Through the Looking Glass, which was the sequel we didn't watch. Big Friendly Giant. The Pete's Dragon redo, which I was not a fan of. I liked some things about it, but I was not a fan overall.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched a lot of these live action for our live action episode,
exactly.
Which you can go and search to find out. I have no idea what episode
is. I don't know either, but I could find out. Just very quickly here, Beauty and the Beast, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. We have A Wrinkle in Time. I didn't watch that either.
Didn't
the Nutcracker in the Four Realms. We watched that for a Christmas episode.
We did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not great.
Mary Poppins Returns. Actually, I liked that.
I haven't seen it, so
I liked that.
It's supposed to be, like, decent.
Yeah, it is decent. And anything with Lin-Manuel Miranda in it is, like, worth a watch. He did a good job. Everyone did a good job. I really like that one.
Yeah, Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's great.
Made a good new Mary. Like, it's tough to... That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's...
So she did admirably.
Yes, because she didn't try and... She wasn't trying to be Julie Andrews.
Right.
She was just, like... It was, an interpretation of.
Mm-hmm.
We had Aladdin. We had The Lion King. Again, we're like really, really... We had a lot of Fox Searchlight pictures, including Jojo Rabbit, which is one of my favorites. We had...
They hadn't bought Fox at this point yet, though. So is that really a Disney?
Well, it's under their list. But other ones that came out that were live action, we had Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and we had Lady on the Tramp. But this other thing that happened in 2019 is Disney Plus came out. So we have Noelle, which was their Christmas one. Lady and the Tramp came out then.
Yeah, Lady and the Tramp was direct to Disney Plus. I don't know if they planned it that way or they made it and realized it wasn't very good. So, like, let's just release it on Disney Plus.
But yeah, so that was kind of that. But Pixar, we had, I want to talk Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and then we're going to end with animated. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Sure.
Pixar, Toy Story 3.
Yep.
So good.
That was 2010, I believe.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Cars 2, 2011.
Have you seen the meme? And it's like the Cars trilogy, and it's like Cars 1, racing. Cars 2, a complex spy thriller about lemon cars trying to take over the world, blah, 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 blah. Cars 3, racing.
No, but that's great.
it is kind of weird how, like, the plot of Cars 2 doesn't really fit. And, Mater being the main character almost. Anyway, no.
Cars 2, we talked about all the Pixar movies when we did our rundown. Cars 2, I think, was my worst.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was actually both of our worst.
Yeah, it was really bad. Cars 3 was actually, like, surprisingly good.
I liked Cars 3, yeah.
I might have liked Cars 3 more than Cars 1.
I probably do, actually. I think I put Cars 1 higher, but like by 1 point or something. We have Brave in 2012. I liked Brave. I think Brave is underrated and does not get the love it deserves.
I love the animation and I love the setting. The plot leaves a bit to be desired.
I don't know. I get so caught up in like her just being awesome and the setting being awesome.
Yeah, Meredith is pretty cool, but she's awesome. Just like, I don't know, the plot is meh.
Monsters University. Shocking, way better than I expected, actually.
Yeah, not too bad.
I still like the Monsters at Work show better, but I liked this.
Yeah, that's actually underrated. A lot of people didn't like the Monsters at Work show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I thought it was great. They're really
wrong.
Good.
They are just wrong. We also have Inside Out. I liked Inside Out.
Inside Out's very good.
Yeah. And then we have, The Good Dinosaur.
Think we watched that.
We did.
That's how much of an impact it left on me, because I don't really remember.
That's
it.
That's fair.
Yeah. There you go.
Good. That actually might have been the lowest.
Yeah. At least I remember some stuff from Cars 2, I guess. It left an impression, good or bad, whereas Good Dinosaur was just like...
There.
I don't know. There was a dinosaur and a child.
Yeah. That was about it.
Okay. Anyway,
Cars 3 came out in 2017. Coco also came out in 2017.
Now, there's a movie.
We were watching that this year because it's been a while. The Incredibles Part 2 came out in 2018.
Yeah. Oh. I've said my piece on The Incredibles many times already, so I'm not
good call.
Yeah.
And then this other movie came out in 2019. Toy Story 4.
They made a fourth Toy Story?
I feel like we've said our piece on that one as well.
Yeah. Apparently they're making a Part 5, so, you know... Yeah. People are hoping that Andy has children is what they're hoping.
That would
for.
Be amazing.
That's what
I don't have an issue with, like, them going to a new family. No, and we have also said our part about Toy Story 4. Actually, I may have put this is the last one because this is the only one that actively angered me.
Yeah, because Toy Story 1 through 3 was like a perfect trilogy, and then they tack on this Toy Story 4 where I
wouldn't have even been mad if it was just like a weird money grab, but it like flew in the face of everything that 1 through 3 did.
Like in the trailers, I'm like, oh, this new Sporky character is going to be super annoying. And he was like the best part of the movie. I'm like,
terrible.
What the heck? Anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. We've had anger about this. Okay. But we also have some other stuff came out, of course, during the 2010s. Let's talk Star Wars, first of all, because there was more Marvel.
Yeah, there was
a lot of Marvel that came out in the 2010s.
The MCU got going in 2008, and so the 2010s were when it took off.
Oh yeah,
basically.
I'm like going through. I'm like Marvel. Yeah. Okay, we have the sequel trilogy in Star Wars started. So December 18th, 2015, we have Star Wars: The Force Awakens comes out. So that was 2015,
and so. In this environment, you've had the Clone Wars brewing. They haven't had a Star Wars movie in a long, long, long time.
And the last one was the prequels that a lot of people, like, hated.
But they had the Clone Wars making those, fixing those.
Yep.
And you got, like, a new generation that are Star Wars age. Because everyone likes Star Wars more when they're, like, 8 through...
12.
12-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of pent-up desire for a Star Wars movie, right? So The Force Awakens was absolutely
huge. It was huge. And a lot of people don't like the sequel trilogy. I'm not one of those people. I mean, it's not the original trilogy, but okay. I loved The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens was really good. Yes, the plot is very similar to A New Hope.
That was the point, though.
kind of. That's fine. The new characters were actually really good, which is kind of tough to pull off. It just needed a planned trilogy is the problem.
That was the problem. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
But in 2016, we have Rogue One.
And now this is widely regarded as the best Disney-era Star Wars movie.
Because it is amazing.
It is very good.
It literally might be my favorite Star Wars movie if it wasn't for, like, how do you not pick the originals?
Well, yeah, but Rogue One doesn't work without the originals. It's your whole Godfather 1 versus Godfather Part 2 argument.
But it is amazing. We also have, then in the year following, this is literally year for year, right? December in 2017, we have Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out. Then the following May, we have Solo A Star Wars Story came out. And this was not as popular. Basically, a lot of people were like, this is too much Star Wars too quickly.
Yeah, they kind of saturated the Star Wars market, and also The Last Jedi really upset a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it out on Solo, which it had some production problems, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
It felt Star Wars-y. There was a lot of good cinematography, and there was some cool stuff in it, but people were kind of fed up with Star Wars at that point, right?
People were just mad, basically. It also, like, a lot of other really big movies came out around then, which I'll talk about in a second. So a lot of stuff was coming out, and it was kind of getting... Yeah, and like you said, people were mad.
They dumped it a bit, and Marvel was, like, at the peak.
And then our final Star Wars movie in December 2019, we had the end of the trilogy, which was The Rise of Skywalker. Okay, are you ready for Marvel?
And the less we say about The Rise of Skywalker, the better.
Fair enough. Are you ready for Marvel?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like you said, 2008, we had Iron Man come out.
And The Incredible Hulk, yeah.
And The Incredible Hulk. What?
there was an Incredible Hulk movie, yeah.
So
did you know that they were expecting that one to be more successful?
I did know that, actually. Yeah.
Because I mean, it makes sense.
Well, sure, that was
at the time. Iron Man was B- to C level tier character.
Mm-hmm.
And The Incredible Hulk, of course, was much more well known.
Well, yeah, so they were like, oh, this will just go along with this super easily, and then, So, since 2008, Marvel Studios has released 32 films total within the MCU. Okay, so 2008 may have been the first one. In 2012 was the first one of this decade here. Mm-hmm. We have The Avengers. Then we have Iron Man 3. Came out in 2013.
Right, yeah. Iron Man 3 came out right after The Avengers. But, I mean, we should talk more about the Avengers.
Can we go back as I go through?
Sure.
No, okay, let's talk about The Avengers.
Yeah, let's just talk about them as we go.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. The Avengers kind of changed the entire movie industry.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Every other company has been chasing that since then.
Literally, you just were talking... I mean, I understand Disney owns both of them, but you were just saying they could have their own cool Avenger-style meetup. Like, that has become such a thing.
Yeah, so you had Warner Brothers trying to rush their superhero thing to become... They want their own Avengers. They want their own MCU. There's literally been leaks of internal emails where they're literally saying that.
We want our own,
So it's hard to underestimate like what an impact that had. So it's a big deal. It's to this day, like, shared universes are like what everyone is chasing, which doesn't really work all the time.
No, so you can't force it. It worked perfectly here, and it was the first one that did it.
You need to focus on making good movies.
Yeah,
regardless of what it is, just make good movies.
Make good movies. The reason I think the Avengers group worked, we cared about the characters.
Yeah.
We had been, like, meeting them and getting to know them. And so when they met, it all made sense. When you're doing things like rushing just to force it, you don't care about the characters, so you don't care if they meet up or not. And I think that's one of the things Marvel does so well, is it's their character-driven, crazy stories, right?
Or did so well. They there's some there's been some good stuff, but it's wobbling. It's
in the 2010s they were doing this really well.
Yeah,
but let's do that. And up to Avengers, they did that. Like, there's still like there are moments in that first one that are like iconic movie moments now.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean through all of them, but like when you've got Bruce, I'm always angry. Like you have that, and you have that very cool. Like there were some freaking cool moments, right? And I mean, we're talking about Loki coming out. Well, like he existed before. Then people saw him in Thor and everything, but like, not like Avengers.
No, Avengers is a classic of cinema. No matter what you think about superhero movies or whatever, it's just like almost a perfect movie.
Yep.
And
so good.
Changed the industry. So
yeah. Yeah,
so very important.
Very important. And anyone who's like down, like you can be down on where they're at now. You can be like, on overall. Oh, but like,
you can even be like, superhero films are not for me.
Yeah, that's totally
just
fine.
Just like you can say, sci-fi is not for me, or westerns are not for me.
Totally.
Like, but it's you still have to realize that what part of pop culture that John Wayne movies had at
that's,
the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It just is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. Okay. So. Then we went to Iron Man 3 in 2013. What did you think of that one?
It was better than Iron Man 2.
Fair enough. We had Thor the Dark World in 2013 as well. That was the November.
It was a rough year. Good thing Avengers was good.
Yeah.
Those two were...
That carried us for a while.
Yeah, carried us for a while. Thor 2 is...
But it's okay. Things are going to get better.
Thor 2 is so...
Because in 2014, Captain America the Winter Soldier came out.
And that, again, saved the MCU after a couple of downers.
Well, and then, you know, a couple months later, Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
And that one shocked everybody.
Oh,
you talk about Iron Man being a C, B-minus to C-level character. What letter grade would you give the Guardians before that movie came out? Like a...
G.
G, eight, like... Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty nerdy, and I had read some comics and, like, stuff. I had literally never heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, not even a whisper. I'm like, what the heck? These are comic
characters? And it's amazing.
Anyway, yeah, they did very, very well with them,
and are
obviously.
Now beloved favorites. Yeah.
They're talked, like, the three Guardians movies are now talked about as, like, one of the better trilogies of all of the MCU.
Yeah,
so,
I can see that. Because,
like, they have a few trilogies now with different characters and stuff, so, yeah.
Yeah. We also had Avengers Age of Ultron. I did not dislike this as much as a lot of people did.
It has problems, but it has
really
lots of good
good
parts, too. So, yeah.
I thought the pacing was a little wonky.
Yeah, it tries to do a lot that doesn't serve the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so this is where they start maybe stumbling on the shared universe stuff.
Right.
But there's a lot of cool parts too, and
we got introduced to Wanda, who's my favorite.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. So you like it? You have a soft spot for
I do
it that
such
way.
A soft spot, and I like Spader as the voice of Ultron.
Yes,
I thought he was well cast.
I wish that the Age of Ultron was more than like a long weekend.
Yeah, okay, fair. Yeah, fair.
He should have had more build up and more. Intimidation factor, more similar to Thanos than
right.
Like in the comics, Ultron's scary,
right?
And he was, I don't know, it was too short. It was like compact.
Played with him a little bit in What If as a character.
Yeah,
I agree. Ultron should have been this massive, massive thing, right? And it was kind of like, they figured it out more with the Infinity pieces to like make the bad guy a big bad guy. We're actually going to talk about Marvel villains during our spooky season. So we'll probably talk about Ultron again.
Sounds good.
But yes, I really like this one. Yeah. And I actually have a bit of a soft spot for Hawkeye, quite frankly. And it might just be because he helped out Wanda. So I don't know. Ant-Man came out in 2015 as well. Like a couple months after Avengers Age of Ultron.
And that was a nice palate cleanser.
Basically, yeah. That was an in-between because... a year later something else came out.
Ant-Man was just good fun yeah. comedy side. Like, it's part of that universe, but it was its own thing. Yeah. A little heist movie and funny and...
Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. Then we had Captain America Civil War, which was basically an Avengers movie, but they had just done an Avengers movie. So.
Yeah. It's Avengers. Mm-hmm. And awesome. And
y'all
fun.
Was so good.
Yeah.
Same year, in November 2016, we have Doctor Strange. Also really good. That one, at this point, there's so many superhero movies, I think people were getting overwhelmed a little bit. Because I remember loving this, and I really like the Avengers movies. And I still forgot a lot of details when we went back to watch it, just because there was a lot of stuff in there. But it was good.
And it's fairly unique, because it, like, does all the magic stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, the... All the visual effects were kind of mind-bending stuff, right. which, I don't know, it worked very well.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. And again, I love Benedict Cumberbatch. This was, like, very cool. But there were a lot of details that when we went to rewatch it, I remembered liking it, but I couldn't remember all the things in it.
It is one of the better origin, mm-hmm. it's not the best, but it's one of the better origin movies.
Yeah, that's really good. Then we had Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in May 2017. I liked it. It wasn't as good as the first one, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
Made me cry.
Shocking. We are all shocked here.
And then, speaking of surprises, Thor Ragnarok came out in November 2017. So good.
Yes. After Love and Thunder has come out, some people are, like, rewriting history and saying they didn't like Ragnarok or something.
They're lying.
Like, I don't know. Ragnarok is... fantastic.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You're lying. Just a few months later, so that came out in November, in February 2018, we have Black Panther. I don't think anyone can say anything bad about Black Panther.
It's a good movie.
It doesn't mean to us what it means to some people, yeah, which we've said before.
It's a cultural touchstone for a group of people. So, yep. Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And Chadwick Boseman was amazing in it, and...
some kind of casting there, for
totally,
sure.
Totally, yeah. So, that was a very important movie.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in April 2018, this is every... So, the summer movies always start in May, and then Disney's like... Marvel's like, you know, we can start in April, actually, because we're going to come out with Avengers Infinity War. Oof. Oof. We have talked about this. I know we've talked about this, but, like, man... so good. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It is my favorite.
It's like, the original Avengers is probably a better standalone. Like, if you're judging it on just one movie.
Yeah, okay.
It did take the solo movies to build up to it.
But you could watch it just
But
on
you
its
could
own.
Just watch it on its own, and it was just good. Whereas Infinity War, it needs the payoff of Endgame, but also, like, the 10 years of build-up before that to, like, have the emotional impact that it is. So, yeah, but it just works.
Yeah, it's so, so good, yeah. Then we have Captain Marvel in March 2019. And then we have an April 2019 Avengers Endgame.
Didn't we have an Ant-Man in there somewhere?
No, that's coming after.
Oh.
No, wait.
Ant-Man.
Did I miss it?
Ant-Man.
Yeah, no, that came... Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, that came in because... of course, Ant-Man has to be trapped inside the quantum zone.
Sorry,
to make Endgame
yeah.
work.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot very quickly there. Okay, so Avengers Infinity War came out in April 2018. In July 2018, Ant-Man and the Wasp came out. In March 2019, Captain Marvel came out. And then Avengers Endgame came out in April. That's a lot.
This is why people start talking about superhero fatigue, I guess. But I don't know.
Hey, if they're good, I like them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
A movie's only 2 to 3 hours long, right?
Yeah,
like, I can do that every couple of months.
Yeah,
whatever.
No, so let's just back up here. We talked about Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp. I liked it. It did some cool stuff. It was I liked Ant-Man better than Ant-Man and the Wasp, but I don't know. Like, it's supposed to just be comedic. This is also the first time I felt like, yes, you had the Captain America, like, go way back, where you here's where you were, like, playing within recent history a little bit, because Ant-Man and the Wasp jumped to just before the snap, right? So.
Yeah, I think it suffered, unlike the original Ant-Man, to being, like, trying to tie into too much stuff again, so I don't know.
Yeah. So then after that, Then we had Endgame, which a lot of people do really, really love. I liked it. There's a couple things that bother me, but I really liked it overall.
Yeah. It's trying to do, like, Infinity War and Endgame is basically a trilogy all in one. And so Endgame's left with, like, the final two parts to jam into one movie kind of thing. And it's, the pacing suffers a little bit. It's a little long, but, I mean, you got Captain America wielding Mjolnir. So.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. And you have the line.
Yeah.
You've got the line.
Yeah.
And just before that, we had Captain Marvel. And Captain Marvel, I had no problem with Captain Marvel.
There's some really cool parts in it. The 90s stuff was really cool, and a young Nick Fury was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The plot's kind of bland, and...
That was fine. A lot of people hated Captain Marvel before it even started, and that was...
Yes, it was the first female-led MCU movie, right? So that it got a lot of hate for that.
People boycotting it just to boycott it?
Yeah, and Brie Larson kind of has RBF, so people don't like her. Like, stupid stuff like that, right? It's fine. I'd say it's like a solid B.
Yeah.
Like, nothing amazing, but nothing terrible.
We're not putting it on the same level here as, like, one of the Avengers movies or anything like that. But, no, I liked it. I'm looking forward to The Marvels.
Yes, I hope that's fun.
I hope so, too. Okay, and that takes us basically to the end of the decade with Marvel. Animated. Ready?
Big decade for Marvel. Like,
And Marvel was the big one.
Marvel owned the 2010s.
It really, really did.
Yeah.
Like, for anything.
For the movie industry. Like, the movie industry was Marvel.
100%. And not just Disney. Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to talk... in 2010, we had the resurgence of Disney animation because a couple things happened. Tangled came out in 2010, which a lot of people, like, you know, thank you millennials, basically, liked it. Like, really liked it.
It's solid.
Yeah, solid. Winnie the Pooh came out, the animated one, in 2011. This is the new, they're trying to resurge that. And something else came out later, which I forgot to talk about with live action, but I'll get to it. We also have Wreck-It Ralph came out in 2012. So good.
I love Wreck-It Ralph. I don't care.
No, it's so, so good. Like, good, because it's amazing. And then in 2013, we have Frozen. You can say what you want about Frozen.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly, right?
No one's heard of that.
No, never. It's like, yeah. So, like...
Just a small movie.
Oh, I don't know if you know about it or like the music. I don't know if you've heard of any of the songs.
A couple songs, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You can say what you want. The biggest complaint people have about Frozen is that it was so popular.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, no.
And I mean, fair enough. I'm sure if you had kids of a certain age and Frozen came out and they play Let It Go 700 billion times in a row, you'd probably not like it very much.
Yeah,
but...
that's fine. But that isn't a critique against it. it's not, damn you for being so good.
It's not the movie's fault. No, Frozen's good.
Yeah, Frozen's good. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
2014, we have Big Hero 6.
Now, that's underrated. Yeah,
super underrated. So good. We should go meet Baymax. I'm going to go meet Baymax!
You are. You better fist bump him.
How would I not? I will absolutely fist bump him. In 2016, we also have Zootopia, which I really liked and would like to watch that again.
It was fine.
Yeah. 2016, we also have Moana. Now we have this... Moana, I know you're like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. I liked Moana. But we have this interesting... A lot of female ones that aren't princesses.
Right.
Necessarily. Well, I guess technically Moana is the chief's daughter, so she would be a princess. But...
well, they're different cultures, so they're not...
A princess.
Not a princess,
yes,
right?
No, I understand that. But also, we have, like, this... Girls who aren't, like, marrying a prince at the end
of
the movie.
Right, yeah.
And I know a lot of people are like, oh, there's a lot of princess movies. There's way fewer than there are anything else. But those are the ones that, like, were really popular, so a lot of people... like know them and recognize them and think about them when they think about Disney movies. So, and we had a lot of non ones, but like Tangled follows that same, right?
Yeah.
Frozen didn't, but it did a lot of other touchstone things.
It did, but it was like kind of a satirical look at
yes,
the princess
exactly.
formula.
Yeah, where it like it hit like it brushed up against it.
Right.
Yeah. So and Moana doesn't at all.
No.
Like at all. It has a great villain song, by the way.
Yeah,
with Shiny.
That's the best part. That's the best part. I also like.
I like You're Welcome.
You're Welcome. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I do too. It's
the
great.
The Rock. That might be The Rock's best role.
Honestly,
like,
maybe.
Because like since it's animated, he doesn't have to be The Rock. He doesn't have to be sweaty in a jungle somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, he isn't. What? It's more like by the ocean. There's not really like some of the islands are jungly, but.
Yeah. He doesn't have to go into his closet and get his 10th khaki shirt out. Right. Like,
yeah.
No, I don't know. Moana grows on me the more I think about it.
Yeah.
And
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the music.
Yeah.
So.
Well, those two songs. I like. See, that's the thing. I don't like Moana's main song as much.
Oh, I like it. How Far I'll Go, I really like it. It's not for you, though.
No.
It is the equivalent of Part of Your World. It is for...
But I like Part of Your World.
Yeah, that's fine. You grew up with it.
This is
for the little girls.
I guess.
Yeah, but instead of at the edge of the pool doing the, like, big rays, they're, like, looking out towards the water, and that is the equivalent to girls now. Or kids now. Whatever.
I don't know. Being on the side of the pool, pretending to be a mermaid, or maybe Spider-Man. You could be Spider-Man on the side of the pool,
that's
too.
True. That's true. We do that, too. Then in 2018, we have Ralph Breaks the Internet. I'd actually like to watch this one again. That was pretty good.
It was a solid sequel,
yeah.
Actually.
And I loved the inclusion of all the Disney princesses hanging
fun.
Out.
It's fun.
I just want to say, Snow White, I've seen this before, Snow White is wearing a t-shirt with the poison apple on it. She's wearing the thing that almost killed her as, like, that's kind of badass. That's a power
Everyone
move.
Deals with trauma in their own way.
So that was 2018. I did like that. That was fun. We had Frozen 2 come out in 2019. I'd like to watch this again. I was quite excited for it. The animation is beautiful. There's a couple really cool moments, and I like what it was trying to do. I feel like sometimes it tried a little too hard.
The plot is not great.
But no, I liked what it was trying to do with the plot, but I felt like it was trying too hard. Like, it was very reconciliation focused.
Yeah, I don't know. Eh.
Not
horrible, but not great.
Good. And I like that it dealt with the new Disney movies are not just adventure and then happy ending. And I like those, don't get me wrong. But there's also like intergenerational trauma going on. And Frozen 2 looked at that. They're like, we can love our parents and our family and our history and also be like, you guys screwed up, you did something bad, we gotta fix it, kind of thing, or we gotta try
right.
and fix it.
Yeah.
I also like the focus on Anna and not just Elsa, like it was both a little bit more, and her being like, something really bad is happening. So there's like, it does some stuff. I think it tries to do a little more heavy lifting
yeah.
than it needs to do.
At the end of the day, it's still just Frozen 2. You're not
you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
Encanto, I think, did the intergenerational trauma thing a little bit more effectively.
Oh, definitely.
Right. So anyway, and that takes us to the end of the animated movies. But one thing I did want to mention, I said before that Winnie the Pooh, the animated Winnie the Pooh, came out earlier in the decade. They did have the Christopher Robin live action movie come out close towards the end there as well. And Ewan McGregor can do no wrong. So
it was good. The 3D old style A.A. Milne.
Mm-hmm.
Animals in like a 3D CGI thing, that was very Uncanny Valley.
It was a little Uncanny Valley, but I liked it. I liked the story of it, and like I said, Ewan McGregor can do no wrong.
I was pretty sure that they were gonna rise up and murder some people in the real world. I don't know. Is it creepy? Yeah.
Nah. So 2010s, what was your favorite animated?
Wreck-It Ralph or Big Hero 6,
yeah.
probably for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just more for me, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Those are both really, really good.
Yeah.
Actually, out of all of them, I probably, I might pick one of those ones as well. I'd have to think about it. Or, I don't know, the first time I saw Frozen, it's just hard now.
Yeah.
Okay, Star Wars, what was your favorite?
I still have a soft spot for Force Awakens, because yeah. it was such an event and it was so cool, and
that was a very cool moment,
and there was so much hope at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah
with hindsight, maybe not, like, Rogue One's probably like a better standalone movie, and it doesn't have the baggage of a sequel trilogy that kind of fell off the deep end.
And it has Diego Luna.
It does. Yeah. But Force Awakens was really, really fun, and I had a really good time seeing it twice. The opening night.
I didn't saw it twice, and once the next day.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just reminded me of how excited I was when the episode one came out.
Yeah.
And it was better than episode one. So.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a huge event. It's kind of like why I think, because the next question I'm going to ask is the Avengers, the Marvel movies. Avengers Infinity War is really, really good. A big part of the reason why it's probably my favorite, although maybe Avengers, but is because of the event of going to it and like how memorable a lot of the movie going moments were for that. And I feel like Force Awakens did the same thing. Rogue One didn't the same way or anything. But I love Rogue One so much. So I don't know. Okay, so I already said Avengers Infinity War is mine. What is your favorite Marvel?
Yeah, it would be like Guardians of the Galaxy is right up there as like, again, as a standalone movie. It's really good.
Or Avengers itself, of course.
Yeah, and Avengers is absolutely fantastic. But I think Infinity War just like encapsulates the MCU, the first decade of the MCU so well. And we went and saw it pretty early on twice. And both times, like the theater experience.
Yeah.
This was pre-COVID. And just having that shared audience experience was something that was really crazy.
Yeah, there have been a lot of very cool movie going experiences tied up in Star Wars movies and Marvel movies, and a lot of that happened in the 2010s. And then we ended in 2019, and we all had a lot of hope for 2020 and the new decade, and
that was
fun.
Yeah.
And then we had Disney Plus coming. All right, so this episode went a little longer because we were looking at a whole decade. So I'm not gonna get you to make a drink.
Okay.
If that's okay. Unless you had one ready to go.
I think we should have we should do the Avengers because we were talking about
MCU. I like that. Yeah, okay.
So you need like a 6-part drink.
Ooh. For the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's got to be Cherry Coke in there for Black Widow.
Okay. I get that.
A Green Monster.
For the Hulk.
A little bit of Honey Jack for Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that.
Ooh, this is going to be strong.
It's also... okay, yeah. It's also going to be large.
Yeah, no, this is going to be like a 3-ounce drink, because we got two mixes. We got Honey Jack, an ounce of Honey Jack for Thor, and what Iron Man have?
I don't know, he does drink a lot.
He's going to have something fancy, but I don't want to make it taste gross either, so it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, Saint Germain?
Oh, okay.
In there. So, that would be fancy, but a little bit sweet. Because
it has to tie in there.
Yeah.
Okay, Hawkeye?
What does Hawkeye have? He's probably... He's tough. He's purple.
Yeah, he's purple.
Go. What's purple? Just throw a little bit of purple gin in there.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
A little bit. That won't affect the...
A shot of purple gin.
Maybe half a shot. It is only Hawkeye.
Good point. Okay, we got a 1/2 ounce of purple gin for Hawkeye.
Oh, I feel bad now. I love Hawkeye. Okay.
And yeah, that's your 6, right?
You can throw some Nick Fury in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Well, let me just think here. You have Hulk.
Yeah.
You have Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
You have Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
You have Thor.
Mm-hmm.
You have
Captain Hawkeye, America.
Yeah, and you need Captain America.
Of course. What? So, we just got to... This is probably going to taste absolutely horrible.
You're going to try this one.
He's the leader, and what's more American than apple pie? We need 2 ounces of apple pie moonshine.
We don't need two of them.
2 ounces. He's the leader. 2 ounces of apple pie moonshine.
Oh, no. You know what? That might not be too bad with the honey jack. Apple and honey, kind of, okay.
And some green monster.
Again, you lost me. And cherry coke. Okay, Nick Fury, what are we throwing in?
So that's going to be the garnish. Okay. We need...
Oh, God. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah. We need just like a blood orange twist.
You know what? That would be very Nick Fury. Yeah. He does like his... What is he drinking? Port? No.
He likes a bourbon.
No, a bourbon. Yeah. Okay. But you put like an orange twist on a bourbon.
Yeah. Like an old fashioned type of
yeah,
thing. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. This is the one that I would be the least excited to try. I'll tell you that right now. It might all work.
It's like the Avengers. They're not supposed to work, but maybe they do. Maybe. I don't know.
I like it.
They'll get the job done. They might destroy New York along the way, but they'll get the job done.
It's New York, your liver.
Yeah.
I like it. Oh, that's perfect. That's the slogan for your new drink. Oh, okay. Well, that is our episode. Brandon, this was our last decades episode.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, actually. It's time.
It's time.
We've been working on it since we started the podcast, yeah. Quite frankly.
We took a long break.
We did. Yeah. We did. But that is our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And there you can also find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can contact us directly through there as well if you want to be cool like Jennifer did.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. We are mostly on Instagram and a little bit on Facebook, but Instagram's probably our easiest way to get a hold of us as well. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
Just an aside on the socials, Twitter still exists for now. Apparently, they're going to start charging for it.
Buy Twitter.
And literally, it's going to be in.
We don't really do anything on there anyway right now.
I just had to throw that in there.
Are you serious? Do they really just want to kill Twitter?
That's what Elon has been saying. Yeah, he's going to start doing a monthly fee.
Is he just really wanting to keep Twitter in the news or X or whatever it's called?
Yeah, basically, also probably wants to force it into bankruptcy so he can.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. Okay. Whatever.
Well, if that's the case, we will not be on Twitter anymore. But for right now, we are. And you should go read Brandon live tweeting, watching trilogies, because that's fun.
Yeah. Well, you still can, because it's going to be all gone.
Yep. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us, especially if you do through Apple Podcasts. But really, we just appreciate anything. And we really appreciate messages, because those are awesome. Next episode, Brandon, it is... What season is it again?
Spooky season!
Spooky season! Remember how we started doing deep dives?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Yeah. What is better for spooky season than a deep dive into the Haunted Mansion?
Very few things, I would imagine.
Right. It is officially October next episode, so...
We should probably watch the new Haunted Mansion movie.
It hasn't come out yet onto Disney Plus.
Oh, it should be soon though.
I'm sure it'll be soon. It might be like that week, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna look that up. You continue.
Okay. If that's the case, we might do some rearranging for spooky season. But that is a possibility. We have a lot of spooky season stuff coming. In fact, we have more ideas than we have weeks to do them in. So that might be the one. Well, but like I said, we also have Villains Marvel to discuss. So we'll do one of those next. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon, and Haunted Mansion will be on Disney Plus October 4th.
Okay, we are not talking about the Haunted Mansion next week. We're going to talk about Villains of Marvel next week. Every spooky season, we talk about villains.
Perfect. And there's some good ones, and there's some bad ones. Yeah,
exactly. Ooh, are we going to talk about the Netflix ones, too?
Sure.
Okay. They're kind of...
We'll pretend that they're, like, it's kind of a side universe.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, sounds good. So until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.